4th of July, a holiday in verse. Introduction. On 29th of November, 1775, Thomas Jefferson said,
"Believe me, dear sir, there is not in the British Empire a man who more cordially loves a union with Great Britain than I do. But by the God that made me, I will cease to exist before I yield to a connection on such terms as the British Parliament propose, and in this I think I speak the sentiments of America."
The war for independence had already started some months previously, and with no prospect of a reconciliation, it was on the 4th of July, 1776, that the Declaration of Independence was announced by the Continental Congress and that the 13 colonies no longer considered themselves to be part of the British Empire and were now an independent nation, the United States of America. Their proclamation of independence set human history on a new path.
"We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness."
Here our poets reflect on why this day is so proudly celebrated each and every year.
The New Colossus by Emma Lazarus. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome, her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. "Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp," cries she with silent lips. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." A Nation's Strength by Ralph Waldo Emerson. What makes a nation's pillars high and its foundations strong? What makes it mighty to defy the foes that round it throng? It is not gold. Its kingdoms grand go down in battle shock. Its shafts are laid on sinking sand, not on abiding rock. Is it the sword? Ask the red dust of empires passed away. The blood has turned their stones to rust, their glory to decay. And is it pride? Ah, that bright crown has seemed to nations sweet, but God has struck its luster down in ashes at his feet. Not gold, but only men can make a people great and strong, men who for truth and honor's sake stand fast and suffer long, brave men who work while others sleep, who dare while others fly. They build a nation's pillars deep and lift them to the sky.